Now, today, we launch our English manifesto. We are the first major party ever to do this. The first to fully recognise that keeping our United Kingdom strong means a fair settlement for all four corners of these islands. Scotland, Wales, Northern Ireland, and yes, England. Now, let me be clear. We do not support English nationalists. We do not want an English Parliament. We are the Conservative and Unionist Party through and through. This manifesto simply recognises that the democratic picture has got more complicated in the United Kingdom. So beyond our main manifesto, English voters, we believe, deserve one document clarifying in black and white what they can expect. And let me set out what this manifesto contains. First, it contains detailed economic plans for the whole of England, covering everywhere, from the tip of Cornwall, where I was yesterday, to the north of Northumberland, where I was last week. And we've always said, we don't just want a bigger economy, we want a better and more balanced economy, where it's not just London and the South East roaring ahead, but all parts of our country. And these plans are not one size fits all, they are tailor-made for each part of England. So in the northwest, there are upgrades to the M6 and the M62. In the east, backing for industries like offshore energy and agri-tech. In Yorkshire, a focus on advanced manufacturing and financial services. In the southeast, easing congestion by improving transport links in and out of London. There's £4.5 billion in transport investment in the northeast. More enterprise zones in the West Midlands. In London, there's Crossrail to be finished. And in the southwest, the A303 to be dualled. In the East Midlands, over 270,000 apprenticeships are going to be created. That's to add to the 135,000 more people in work in the East Midlands than when I became Prime Minister 5 years ago. So this is about every single part of England sharing in our success. And that, in turn, is about working people across our country sharing in our growing economy, getting the chance to work, to do an apprenticeship, to take home more pay, to know your children have good opportunities in life. It's about something that goes to the heart of why we are Conservatives, giving you security at every stage of your life. Now, that's why this manifesto also contains some clear guarantees on all those things that are decided in England. Because when it comes to Scotland schools, Holyrood decides. Healthcare in Wales, that's down to the Senedd. Housing in Northern Ireland, that of course is handled by Stormont. But on all these areas in England, Westminster still has responsibility. So here in this manifesto, we can set out some firm guarantees to English voters. On the NHS, our guarantee is to increase spending in England every year and to provide 7 days a week access to your GP and to continue to invest in our life-saving cancer drugs fund. The bottom line is that the NHS will be there for you and your family when you need it, backed up by a strong and growing economy. On education, our guarantee is to maintain the amount of money that follows each child into the school, to lift the cap on university places, and to fund 3 million apprenticeships so many more people, many more young people, can get a decent start in life. And there are guarantees on housing. We're passionate about getting more people to have a home of their own. So across England, we'll extend the right to buy to housing association tenants. And we will build 200,000 new starter homes, 20% below the market price, for first-time buyers under the age of 40. For families struggling to juggle all the demands of raising a young family, there's the guarantee of 30 hours of free childcare to working parents of 3- and 4-year-olds. For everyone over 75, the guarantee of a same-day appointment at your GP if you need one. Now, all these things are as well as our UK-wide commitments. Eliminating the deficit so we live within our means and leave something better for our children and grandchildren. Seeing through our reforms in welfare, so this is a country where work really pays. Strengthening our defences with a £160 billion plan to equip our armed forces for the modern threats that they face. Also, cutting the taxes of 30 million working people. So Britain is a place where if you work hard and want to get on, you feel a fair wind behind you. Like I say, security at every stage of your life. And my message to people who want these things, who want their own home, more childcare, an NHS protected, their taxes cut, is there's only one way to guarantee it, and that is to vote Conservative on May the 7th. A vote for anyone else makes an Ed Miliband SNP government more likely, which would put all of these things at risk. Only a strong Conservative government will deliver for you and your family. And there's something else that we will deliver. English votes for English laws. For years, these questions have been hanging in the air. If English MPs do not have the right to vote on health and education in Scotland, why should Scottish MPs have the right to determine what happens in English hospitals and English schools? Why should? Why should a Member of Parliament be able to determine something which will not personally affect them or their constituents, but which affects the lives of millions of others? How is that fair? And last September, those questions became even more urgent. We made a vow after the Scottish referendum to devolve more powers to Scotland, and I'm proud that we're keeping that vow. Soon the Scottish Parliament will be voting to set its own levels of income tax, and rightly so, but that has clear implications. English MPs will be unable to vote on the income tax paid by people in Aberdeen and Edinburgh, while Scottish MPs are able to vote on the tax you pay in Birmingham, Canterbury, Leeds or Lincoln. It is simply unfair. And with English votes for English laws, we will put it right. And I want to pay a real tribute to what William Hague has done. He's worked incredibly hard to find a solution that will keep the House of Commons together. That isn't some purist, overneat solution that ends up creating more problems in the long run, but it is actually a balanced and fair way forward. The solution we're setting out today gives English MPs the decisive say on matters affecting England while preserving an essential parity between all members of Parliament. Now, in a moment, I'll hand over to William to lay out more of the detail on what these changes mean and when a Conservative government would make them. But let me end on this very important point. English votes for English laws is not about fragmenting the UK. It's not about division and difference and pulling apart. It's about making our United Kingdom stronger. Because if you have basic constitutional unfairness like we've had, if you have the people in one part of the UK feel like they're getting a raw deal, then resentment festers. And that undermines the bonds and the fellow feeling that are the basis of our United Kingdom. It's not always easy to broach these questions, but long term, it is the right thing to do. Because I want our United Kingdom to stick together, to keep taking on the world together, and English votes for English laws is a vital part of that. That's why we need a Conservative majority government to see this through. If you want to end this unfairness in Westminster, you have to vote Conservative.